Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Everyone, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. And it's always a delight to have you join me. And I know, I say it every week, but it's because I really mean it. To all my faithful listeners, oh, you are the best. I just love you. For your encouragement, for your text, for your suggestions. Thank you. You are the best. And to all my new listeners, welcome. Welcome. This is Sharon, and I just want to say welcome to the show. And for those of you who may not know, the mission of this show is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. That's right. We do our best to do that. You may be wondering, well, how do you do that? Well, wonder no longer. We try our best to provide shows that can help you build your brand. Or if you need help with sales or pricing, media buying, internet services, franchising, we talk a little bit about everything on this show. But you know, we also talk about relationship issues too. We do. Because we are all relational. So we want to make sure that when you leave, you have been enlightened, informed, and entertained here on the Marketing Pulpit. Well, we have a couple interesting things that we want to share with you here on the show today, coming up on this episode. Have you ever wished that you could speak a different language or maybe even spice up your wedding day? Well, don't miss this episode coming up next right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me right here. This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you decided to join me here on the show today. Well, coming up, have you ever wished that you could speak a different language? But not only speak a different language, but understand other people who are speaking a different language? Well, guess what? Now you can. And coming up on our tech news, I am going to share with you a new little gadget. You may or may not have heard about it. It's a sweet little gadget. Well, it's called the Pilot. And Waverly Labs last year announced that they were doing their best to raise money through crowdfunding on Indiegogo so that they could produce this product. And they were doing their best to reach $4 million. And they launched this gadget called the Pilot. And it's actually two earbuds that you can use to translate languages. I mean, I thought it was just so cool. But let me tell you a little bit about this company first. Let me tell you a little bit about Waverly Labs. They did a crowdfunding campaign which started a couple of years ago, actually. and they were doing their best to raise funding for this little gadget, the pilot. Well, the purpose was to translate between users using different languages. The latest technologies in speech recognition, machine translation, the wonderful advances of wearable technology, they use those things. And the pilot, the gadget that they were doing their best to create, would allow those who were wearing them to speak French, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, along with English. This project has been going on for a couple of years, and they decided to do a pre-launch, which you could pre-order these devices if you chose to. The lab has sold $5 million in pre-orders for the pilot translating earpiece. Only a year after their crowdfunding campaign started. There are two wearable earpieces. You wear one and the other person wears the second piece. You're able to speak to that person and your language is translated. They can speak to you. They're just translated and you can understand each other. How sweet is that? Of course, there are some little catches to the software. You have to download it and the other person has to have it downloaded on their phone. But no longer do you have to try to learn a language before you go to another country. You just take these cute little earbuds with you and you're on your way. These earpieces allow you to listen and converse. Listen, which interprets what you're speaking back to you in your choice of language. So if you're trying to learn a new language, you just speak and it translates back to you what you're saying in the language of your choice out of the five languages. Also, there's the converse feature. This allows you to share the additional pilot earbud with whoever you are trying to understand. You just share it with that person. They speak through the device, and it translates. Initially, this company was only taking pre-orders on their website, but now taking orders. So if you would like more information about the pilot translating device, go to their website, Waverly Labs, and I think you will be hopefully pleasantly surprised. The price on the gadget at the time, I think it was around $299, but I think there's a discount right now because they're trying to promote the gadget, $299, and like I said, I think there's a discount going on right now, so just go to their website, Waverly Labs, and you can place your order. How sweet is that? I know I'd like to have one. I really would. $299. Maybe a little less. And you can have your very own. Well, listen. When we come back, I am going to introduce our feature for the day. Our feature for today. Right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. This is Sharon, and you are joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much for joining me. And I also wanted to make sure that you knew that if you have questions or comments, you're more than welcome to dial in. The number is 215-383-3872. And also, if you have a comment or if you have a suggestion or someone that you would like for me to interview on the show, just send it to our website, www.enjoylifeinc.com. And that's the letter N, J-O-Y. LifeInc.com. And just in case you didn't get that, grab your pen and piece of paper. I will give it out again. I sure will. The number is 215-383-3872. Choose option one. You will be put into the queue for questions. And if you'd like to send us a show suggestion, try saying that several times. Just go to our website, www.enjoylifeinc.com, or you can email me at sharon@enjoylifeinc.com. I'd be happy to get those from you. Weddings may be a universal celebration, but traditions vary depending on the culture and the country. In most Western places, we know that throwing the bouquet, tossing the garter, cutting the cake, those are things that we see practically everywhere here in Western traditions. But guess what? Other cultures may celebrate the wedding day completely different. That's right, completely different. So up next, bizarre and sweet wedding traditions around the world.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Hello, everybody. Love that song. Do you know who that song is by? It's by the Dixie Cups. Does anybody remember the Dixie Cups? Oh, I just like that song. It's so nice. Well, anyway, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Many people are starting to plan for their weddings for this spring, this summer, and also fall weddings. So I thought this would be an awesome opportunity to share with you some of the bizarre and sweet wedding traditions around the world. That's right. There are some wonderful traditions, some kind of crazy, some kind of bizarre. But America is not the only country that has a monopoly on these rituals. So I just wanted to share. And some of these you might want to incorporate in your own wedding if you're planning a wedding or if you know someone who's getting married or if you're like me, you just love beautiful weddings, and I do. And from time to time, I do have an opportunity to be the wedding planner for weddings. We do events as well, and I have had a wonderful time doing so. I'm going to share some things with you. Did you know there is a place in the world that shoots the bride? That's right, I said that. Shooting the bride. Well, in China, grooms shoot their future brides with a bow and an arrow. Well, of course, we hope that the arrowheads aren't on the arrows, because that could be fatal. But there is a tradition that they would shoot the bow and arrow three times, and the groom then breaks the arrows to ensure that the couple stay in love forever. And again, it's without the arrowhead, so if you're going to incorporate that in your wedding, don't forget to remove the arrowheads. Yeah, right. I thought I better say that. Also, how about this? When a man asks a woman's father for her hand in marriage, he's got to present her father with the tooth of a whale. Really, the tooth of a whale. Now, where he gets the tooth from, if he has to literally go and fight a whale, which I doubt, but he has to present his father-in-law with the tooth of a whale. Well, seems like there'd be easier things to do, but there are also fat farms. Between the ages of 5 and 15 are sent to what's called fat farms before their wedding so that they can pack on the pounds. Now, isn't that nice? You can go somewhere, pack on some pounds. And if a bride has, like, stomach rolls or stretch marks or if their thighs overlap or whatever, that signals to the community that her husband is wealthy enough to keep her satisfied. I know some of you listening may be like, oh, nice, nice. You don't have to be thin and skinny. Ben's not in over there. Now, here's another tradition. And again, some of these may or may not be rational. But some of these are traditions around the world. One tradition is to blacken the bride. Blacken the bride. In Scotland, the bride-to-be is taken by surprise by her friends before the big day, and all kind of rubbish is thrown at her, like dead fish, spoiled food, feathers, tar, curdled milk. The belief is if she can deal with all of that, if she can withstand that treatment, she can handle anything that comes along with marriage. In China, the brides cry for an hour every day, a month before their wedding. 10 days into the ritual, the mother begins to join her in crying. Then her grandmother starts crying for an hour a day, every day, in different tones. Interesting, right? In Korea, the groom gets his fair share. They beat his feet. Korean tradition dictates that the groom has his feet beaten. Well, what do they beat his feet with, you may be wondering? Well, they may beat his feet with fish or cane before his night as a married man. Why would they do this? to see if he's strong enough to be married to the bride. Strange and bizarre traditions around the world. What about marrying a tree? In parts of India, women apparently prevent a curse from coming upon the family. This may or may not be something you want to incorporate in your wedding, but in France, in parts of France, the newlyweds are forced to drink leftovers from their wedding out of a toilet bowl. Drinking from the toilet. They were forced to drink leftovers from their wedding out of a toilet bowl. Well, today, or nowadays, they have substituted that for chocolate champagne, but still is served out of a toilet. Why would they do that, you're wondering? Once again, to see if they're strong enough to endure the wedding before their wedding night. These are all interesting, right? Some of these I'm sure you haven't heard before. When we come back, I'm going to share just a few more with you right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right, this is Sharon right here on the Marketing Pulpit. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And today we are talking about bizarre and sweet wedding traditions around the world. And I'm going to share just a few more with you before we go. But I thought some of these were so interesting. And you probably have already heard of the smashing plates in Germany. Yes, the traditional German weddings bring the happy couple any type of porcelain except for glass. And then smash them. Well, why would they do that? This will ward off evil spirits, and the couples are then expected to clean up the mess together. And guests hope that they will learn that married life is not going to be easy, but if they work together, they can overcome any challenge. In Romania, they have what's called an abduction game. That's right. It's common right before the wedding ceremonies take place. The bride is kidnapped by friends, family, or hired entertainers, and the groom has to come to her rescue, pay ransom by buying drinks or through money or romantic gestures. The last one that I'm going to share with you, in Germany, newlyweds must instantly put their bond to the test by working together by doing what? Sawing a log in half in front of all their guests. Now, why would they do that? Well, it's hope that would have the ability once again to just work together and face obstacles that they may come to in their marriage. And isn't that what it's really all about in this life? Although our traditions may be different, although we may celebrate in different ways, the goal truly is to learn to love each other, to overcome obstacles together, and hopefully to live in matrimonial bliss. So, on the way to the chapel, keep in mind that it won't be easy, but you can have a successful marriage. I'm so thankful that you joined me today. I want to leave you with a positive quote before I go. And it says, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. And that's by Helen Keller. My dad said, you know what, babe, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. So I encourage you to do that today. Thank you so much for joining me here on this platform, The Marketing Pulpit. And be sure that you enjoy your journey. This is Sharon. Have a great day.